The latest from podnews.net, and we start with another exclusive today. Podcast analytics firm Podtrac has removed a statement that it made in error on its website, we can reveal today. You'll find more details in our episode notes and our newsletter. The company is working towards IAB certification. The awesome guest for the live edition of Masters of Scale, the podcast hosted by LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman, has been announced as Tori Burch, the American fashion designer and businesswoman who owns 250 stores worldwide. Following our story yesterday about Anchor seeming to bypass the Apple approval process, Anchor have responded, denying that's happening. Meanwhile, other podcast publishers confirm that they too are able to bypass the approval process. We've updated the story. Only 18% of podcasts added a new episode in the last 3 months. That's according to a report we linked to yesterday from Amplify Media. Tom Webster from Edison Research, writing the wonderfully alliterative A Pointed Perspective on the Purported Podfading Problem, also compares this number to TV schedules, adding that the word podfading is derogatory. Tartom top. Rob Walsh from Libsyn has released the latest download figures for podcasts hosted on Libsyn on mobile apps. Apple Podcasts is just 59.9%. You'll find all the numbers in our episode notes and our newsletter. It's the first time, he notes, that Apple have slipped below 60%. Libsyn's podcasts aren't all in Spotify, incidentally. Guggenheim Partners, an investment firm, has released a report on Spotify's podcasting strategy. They like it. Cabana has published their 2019 Podcast Buying Guide, a guide for brands wanting to advertise in podcasts. It's a free download with data, advice, and case studies. Storyboard, an app that offers private podcasts, is now available in the Google Play Store for Android devices. It's been available for iPhone for a while. Over 140 organizations are using the product to bring podcast-style content to their companies and teams. Boss Jock Jr., a podcast app for iOS, has had an update. The new version allows the ability to share audio as video with custom artwork, title, and byline. Is crowdfunding the future for French podcasts? Podcasteo takes a look, including at French Patreon-supported podcasts. They conclude that you need an audience that's engaged enough for at least 2,500 followers and 50 Apple Podcast reviews to fund a podcast. Talking about Apple Podcast reviews, any chance, please? We'll be your best friend.
This offer not available in all countries or states. Friendship is not guaranteed. No warranties offered or permanency implied. Terms and conditions apply.
Audioboom and Main Event Media are collaborating to produce Never Thought I'd Say This, a new podcast from Jodie Sweetin from Fuller House and life coach Celia Behar that tackles parenting taboos. The Austin Film Festival are sharing tricks of the trade, writing for audio fiction, which contains tips from the leading writers in the world of fiction podcasts. And Spotify is hiring for an executive producer for a new weekly music podcast. The job's in Los Angeles, in California, in the US. You'll find more details at podjobs.net. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.